Now, ChatGPT is, of course, the dominant chatbot and language model by a factor of 10. It's, you know, difficult to overstate how much more popular it is than all of the other chatbots. However, it is by no means the only one. In fact, there are several chatbots that I and many other very serious users of AI think are actually better than ChatGPT. So let's take a look at some of those. So my favorite non-GPT chatbot, and I actually use ChatGPT as my default kind of go-to chatbot. I'm very used to it by now. I've built up a huge amount of habit with using it. It's by far and away the website that I visit the most and that I get the most value out of. But also, truth be told, it actually isn't the best or even the cleverest language model out there. And I would argue that the cleverest language models are currently owned by a company called Anthropic, which is a spin-off company, which was founded by a few ex-OpenAI employees. And they built a language model, an LLM called Claude. Now, Claude Opus is the number one chatbot for reasoning and logic, in my opinion. And Sonnet 3.5 is the number one chatbot for coding and building apps. Okay, so if you want a very, very clever chatbot, then you will want to use Claude Opus. And if you want to code, then you will want to use Sonnet 3.5 because of its not just its cleverness and its logic, but also because of its ability to do something called artifacts, which we'll look at later on. Claude can be accessed for $20 per month. You can also access it via the Anthropic API if you're a developer. Or simply if you just want to pay for each individual chat and you don't want to be metered. And you can also access it via OpenRouter, which we'll discuss in just a moment. And then there are various other notable language models. Okay, the GPT-4 level kind of models. There are, you know, lots of these out there at the moment. And it may be that some of these are actually better for your personal use case. So the top open source model of choice right now is Llama 3.1. A 400 billion parameter version, which is actually owned by Meta. They are making a concerted push into the AI space at the moment. And one of the benefits that we're getting of that is this very powerful GPT-4 level model, which is fully open source, which means you're going to own the data. It means it's substantially cheaper than GPT-4. And it also means that, you know, you can customize the model much better than you can with GPT-4 or Claude's and Anthropic's Claude models. Some other notable mentions as well, and again, you know, all of these models are very, very good. We have Gemini Pro 1.5, which is currently the best model by Google. We also have Grok, which is owned by Twitter, or X as it's now known. And if you're an X Pro member, you know, a paid Twitter blue check member, then you will be able to use Grok. And apparently we have Grok 2 coming out very, very soon, by the end of the year, which is going to be one of the most powerful models if you believe what Elon Musk says. And then there's also a tool called Character AI, which you may want to check out. It's not necessarily a serious business tool, but it is a very popular consumer tool that allows you to develop your own AI characters or avatars that you can chat to. And a lot of people use that. Not really for serious business purposes, but more for just kind of having a language model to chat to. You can also use language models to kind of supplant and replace Google search. And if you want to do that, then you should check out a tool called Perplexity AI, which is a kind of, if you imagine if Google search and ChatGPT had a baby, then the baby would be called Perplexity AI. It's kind of like a search engine, but powered by a language model. And it's very, very powerful. And you can also get, by the way, similar capabilities to Perplexity AI along with other things as well within my Agent X software, which we'll talk about a bit later on. But generally, my advice is start off with free ChatGPT and then consider some of these other LLMs as you start to build up your confidence. A GPT is probably the most powerful language model out there, or at least on par with Anthropic's efforts. But more importantly than that, it's just very, very simple to use, and it is the most powerful one. But also be aware that, like I say, there are lots of other powerful models out there, and of course, the landscape is changing, and so we are, you know, at any given day, a move away from there being a new language model which beats all of the others. So that covers it for this video, and I'll see you in the next one.